नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
DMK President M. Karunanidhi's health has declined once again and doctors at the Kaveri Hospital in Chennai are facing a challenge in maintaining his vital organ functions, the medical bulletin released on Monday said. Karunanidhi was admitted to the hospital on July 28th after his blood pressure dropped and he has been receiving treatment at the intensive care unit since then. The elections for the chair of Deputy Rajya Sabha chairperson are set to happen on August 9th and all bets are off on who between a Congress-led opposition and NDA is likely to win. While most experts have so far predicted a win for the opposition, which is the greatest strength in the upper house of the parliament, sources within the NDA have hinted that BJP could spring a surprise. Even as the outrage over Muzaffarpur shelter home rapes is yet to subside, a similar incident has come to light in eastern Uttar Pradesh's Deoria town where 24 girls were rescued from a shelter on Sunday night, while 18 are still missing. The matter came to the fore after a 10-year-old girl who managed to escape from Ma Vidya Vasini shelter home approached the police and told officers that many of her fellow inmates were taken away by people who visited them in luxury cars. Even as law and order situation seems to be under control in Assam post the publication of the complete draft of the National Register of Citizens on July 30th, the bordering states of Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram and Arunachal Pradesh are keeping strict vigil against infiltration attempts by those left out of the draft or put on hold. After over 40 lakh people in Assam were left out of the complete draft of the NRC, Meghalaya police have been conducting routine checking exercises in the border districts, looking out for illegal immigrants trying to enter the state. Expressing anguish over the woes of farmers across the country, the Rashtriya Kisan Mahasangh said the distress was maximum among the farmers of Madhya Pradesh. Core committee members of the RKM, an umbrella organization of 132 farmers' bodies, accused the government of betraying peasants and not offering them the minimum support price as promised during Anna Hazare's agitation. The stability of the JDS-Congress coalition government in Karnataka may be decided by the outcome of the urban local bodies election on August 29th. The ruling alliance partners have decided to fight the civil polls separately, apparently in a bid to keep local workers happy. However, some leaders fear that the move may widen the gap between the parties in Bengaluru.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.